Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 25th of February 2016, and this is the 311th Moll Out Loud podcast. I was absolutely determined to do the whole loop walk of Knocklofty this morning. And I told myself this before I went to bed and tried to hammer it into my mind so that when I woke up, I would be good and ready to set off and not prevaricate. And I could see the sky lightening a little, or see that it was a little light. I had woken up. And so I leapt out of bed and started to put my clothes on, and then looked at my watch, and it was actually 1:30 in the morning. And I think what must have happened was that we've had a near full moon, and I think the sky was just really light. So I decided actually that I wouldn't go for a walk in the middle of the night, and I went back to bed. And I woke again at 5:30, which was when I had intended to wake up, and it was absolutely pitch dark by then. Any moon had disappeared, but it definitely was 5:30. And I realised that, you know, for the last week I haven't been up at that time, and I hadn't realised how much darker the mornings have been getting. But I figured that it would get light fairly soon, and so I got dressed again and went out and walked up the streets to the beginning of the reserve. But it was actually still really dark when I reached the reserve, and I realised that I hadn't brought a torch. Now, if something similar to this had happened in my writing or in my setting up a business or a website or anything like that, I would have stopped at that point and told myself that I wasn't ready, that I needed to have all things covered, that I needed to have a torch, I needed the equipment to do what I had planned to do. But I knew that if I went back home to get a torch, I would have wasted, well, not wasted, but it would have taken me 1/2 hour all up, and that would have made me too late to do the whole circuit. So I just bashed on, and it's amazing how well one's feet will find the path. And it is a path that I know fairly well. And just by being careful as I was walking, I was able to find my way up without too much difficulty. Dawn didn't break until I was quite close to the top of the hill. And it was really fabulous being up there. And because it had rained yesterday and it was such long-awaited rain, everything smelt beautifully of eucalypt and earth and all those things. But what it really made me realise that was that it was as well to just go if you've got the oomph together to go at all, then go the whole hog and don't allow your more cautious self to stand in the way. I think that in this case it was only me, and only I would have known if I had got lost or had to stop, unless of course I'd had some accident, in which case it would have involved other people. Whereas with most things that I'm too cautious to step out there with, it's something that is going to be visible to other people, and that it is that I am really worried always about making mistakes, making a fool of myself, I suppose, but also irritating other people. And I've noticed that I have been quite out of my comfort zone when the wrong emails have gone out this week, and just feeling that I'm letting people down. So I think I really need to give myself little mistakes to make in order to get used to the idea that if I'm going to take risks, or rather when I do take risks, that sometimes I'm going to make mistakes. So I've been mulling about that today and trying to step out a little bit more out of my comfort zone and see where it takes me. I do hope that whatever project you're working on, that you are able to push at the borders from time to time, that is exciting to you, even if it threatens your comfort zone. Sometimes I think it can really spark new energy. Thank you very, very much for listening to me today again, and I really look forward to talking to you again on Saturday, but not tomorrow, because tomorrow is Murmurs of Mole Day.